Nationally, nearly 50% of welders are not required to have any minimum education. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports, a new state law will require certification for welders on public construction projects.
State officials halted work on the Marble Hill nuclear power plant, an expensive construction project in southern Indiana, in 1984. Multiple reports cite failures in construction, including shoddy welding, as partly responsible for that project's abandonment. In a recent legislative hearing, Representative Michael Karakoff pointed to that incident to exemplify the need for certified welders on certain projects.
To strengthen Indiana's infrastructure, ensuring the best use of taxpayer dollars and the highest degree of public safety.
Kokomo Area Career Center welding instructor Brian Mikesell says he doesn't see the new requirement as a barrier to employment.
It actually aids to the employment. If you have a certified welder, you're going to have a far superior welder.
There are multiple nationally recognized tiers of welding certifications. Starting in July, the state will begin requiring at least the base level certification on public projects. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.